This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO, and I'm Juliet Fromhold. Very, very happy to have our guests in the studio. I've been following their music for quite a while and have been wanting to get them in here for years, and finally time and space and schedules aligned to make it happen. So they're going to play for you, and then we're going to chat with them, tell you about how you can see them this weekend in Yellow Springs. But before we do any talking, I'm going to hand things over to the lab partners in the WYSO performance space.
We'll be right back.
Lab Partners live in the WYSO studios. We're going to be back to chat with them and to hear some more live music, of course. That's coming up next here on Kaleidoscope on WYSO. Stay tuned.
Back in April, Eric and Charlotte Kaufman were sailing to New Zealand with their 3-year-old and their 1-year-old, and they made international news when they got into trouble in the open seas. This week on This American Life, they give their first interview about what happened. Cracks in their hull and water leaking in and their satellite phone failing. They had 2 radios but couldn't tell if they were working or not. Their baby's sick, and they have to decide whether to abandon ship. Literally abandon ship. That's this week.
Saturday at noon and Sunday at 4 on WYSO.
British musician Wilco Johnson was founding member and guitarist of the influential Dr. Feelgood in the 70s. In 2013, when diagnosed with terminal cancer, he called upon his friend Roger Daltrey to finally make the album they'd been talking about. Well, the album is here, and Roger Daltrey celebrates his friend Wilco Johnson on the next World Cafe.
Tomorrow afternoon at 1, right after our excursions, right here on WYSO.
Hi, I'm Radio Basim, the host of a brand new show on 91.3 called Behind the Groove. Where else but WYSO can you get 2 hours of the funkiest, hippest, booty-shaking music on the planet? Friday nights at 10. After Around the Fringe, get Behind the Groove on 91.3 WYSO. It's just fun with a K on the end.
Hello, I'm Vic McCunis, your host for The Book Nook on WYSO. Tune in for conversations with authors every week on Fridays at 1:30 and again on Sundays at 11 a.m. That's The Book Nook on WYSO, and listen to our podcasts at wyso.org.
I'm Shakin' Dave with the Hall of Fame Blues Show. Finally, someone and something you could trust past the age of 30. That mile marker is proudly in the rearview mirror, but I'm inviting you to hang with this ride. Along with the classic and new blues, on the last Monday of each month, we'll offer you Shakin' Dave's Hall Pass program.
Hold it.
The finest blues performers from the Miami Valley and beyond. Join me Monday nights from 8 to 11 on 91.3 WYSO.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I am Juliet Frumholt, and we just heard live music from the Lab Partners. We've got the band here in the house. We've got Mike Smith, Amy Smith, Mike Volk, and Jim McPherson. Welcome, everybody.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Very happy to have you all here.
Thanks for having us.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Make sure I can hear y'all.
Yeah. Is that Amy?
There we go. Now, you guys just released your latest album, Seven Seas. It's been about a month, right?
Yeah.
What was the process like for putting that one together? You know, you've got quite a few albums under your belt these days. Did you do anything differently when you decided to start working on this one?
You know, I wish we had a great story about how we make records, but honestly, they just kind of churn out. You know what I mean? They just sort of happen very serendipitously. We just sort of get together and there it goes.
I like it. I like it. I was going to ask you, actually, in terms of your songwriting process, because your arrangements are just that. They're arrangements. They're very lush. There's a lot of things happening in your music. How does the songwriting process happen? Do you start off with a melody or a lyric, or what's the process like these days?
We just kind of come up with riffs, you know, and sort of play off of them. And we usually know if it's going to become a song pretty quick. You know, usually, I mean, a song's just about, the shell of it's done within, like, you know, half an hour.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
I think all the vocals even happen instantly, too.
Like, yeah.
Lyrically and everything. Like, we usually have those nailed down just... in the moment. It's weird.
It's just that easy.
Hey, kids. But I do have to ask, is that you guys have been playing together for quite a while. I mean, even this lineup, which is not the original lineup, has been together for a decent amount of time. Does that just come from playing with the same group of people for a while and sort of knowing each other's strengths and weaknesses?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think so, especially...
you know, when we're writing, I think we just kind of let it happen, and we know what each other's kind of going to do or where it should go. We kind of all agree on stuff pretty quickly. And
I like it, yeah. In terms of sort of being able to anticipate, you know, where somebody is going to go, and sort of knowing each other as players, when you take these songs from, you know, the writing process to the album, then taking them out on stage, do you stick pretty much with what's written on stage, or do you allow yourselves to sort of, you know, take these songs off, you know, into the distance and back in the stage show?
Yeah, sometimes they change, you know, after we've rehearsed and some of the stuff, you know, we do recording-wise, we're just kind of like, doesn't work so well live, and then after we play it live, we're almost like, gosh, we should have recorded it that way.
And as far as going from, you know, recording and playing them live and all that, are you the type of band, are you guys writing all the time?
Yes.
Yeah.
They're already ready for the next, you know, they're already when are we going to sit down and start on the next record?
Yeah, the records take kind of a while for us to actually get put out, so by the time they are out, we're ready to move on to the next stuff, but...
I was going to ask, because, you know, some bands say, oh, you know, we worked so long on this, and some bands, it seems like, when the record is out, they've got five more done,
right,
you know, in down the pike, ready to roll.
Yeah, absolutely. That's where we're at.
Does it make it hard then when you're going out and playing shows, you know, right after the record release? Are you tired of playing those songs? Are you kind of ready to bring the next ones out on stage?
No. Because it's always a challenge playing live, and it's fun to see what happens, you know, mm-hmm. how the crowd reacts, or just, you know, playing these songs, they're fun to play.
Yeah, and we like them.
Yeah.
Do you, when you're recording, are you thinking in terms of the intricacies and how they'll translate on stage? You know, being sure that you can translate everything from the album onto stage, or do you let the album kind of stand on its own and then take the songs and interpret them live, or vice versa?
I think we're pretty much, you know, we kind of record as a live band now, so yeah, if we can't, you know, rehearse it and record it, then yeah, it's...
There's some keyboard stuff that's not happening now.
Yeah.
He's playing bass more than keyboard, so that's a little different this
really
time.
Really excited to work on a new record with the live bass.
Yeah.
It should be fun.
When did you guys decide to make that switch from the keyboards to the live bass?
Well, Jim went on tour with the Breeders last year, and while he was gone, we worked on the Reinvention Story songs for here for WYSO. And during that time, I kind of switched and kind of, you know, noodled around a little bit. But I thought it was a really perfect time. If I was going to switch, I've got a year to practice and get better until Jim got back. And so it was really funny. We had virtual Jim in the studio, which was a cardboard cutout of Jim. We had amps all around the room, and we would pull out his drum tracks. And so for the whole year, we were still playing with virtual Jim every day. You know, we had his tracks live coming out. So.
It's got to be nice to be able to keep working, even despite the fact that, Jim, you were all over creation.
Technology is amazing, isn't it? But I do love playing these songs live. It's just been a pleasure getting them out and playing them live, because we did, you know, take so long to record, and to finally get out and start playing them live, it's been great.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, you guys are playing Saturday night at Peaches here in Yellow Springs, and that is going to be a great night.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be wonderful. In terms of this summer, what's it looking like? Are you going to be trying to get out on the road or stick pretty much close to home or work on recording the next one?
We're still going to keep plugging some shows and get out when we can, so definitely getting out to other states and cities is fun thing for us to do, so yeah, absolutely.
Excellent. And then as far as getting the next one ready to roll, are you going to, I mean, I know, you know, as you said, making an album takes way more time than it does to write the songs or get out on the road, but are you aiming to sort of keep the, you know, to space it out a little bit or keep releasing, you know, material in pretty short order?
we hope to do it in pretty short order, but we always do, in that it ends up taking 2 years. So, yeah, barring any kind of crazy things happening in our lives, we hope to, yeah, continue on a roll.
Nice, nice. Well, it'll give us something to look forward to, although this is a pretty good one to savor, I have to say.
Thank you.
You're welcome. If people want to keep tabs on what you're doing and where you're going to be and all that good stuff, where should they connect with you guys online?
Well, our website is labpartners.net, and we're also on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, all of those things, too.
You can link from the website to all those, so yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll get links up to their website, and we've already got a link up to their Facebook page. On our Facebook page, we are facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Go there and connect with the lab partners, and come out Saturday night, Peaches Grill, right here in lovely Yellow Springs. And can we hear some more live ones, guys?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to give these guys a chance to get set, and we'll be back with more live music from Lab Partners here on 91.3 WYSO. This is Kaleidoscope.
When one world's not enough, it's time to go around the fringe. It's Rev Cool, and I'm calling all you hip-shaking sisters and finger-popping daddies to join me for Around the Fringe, your Friday night dance party of the airwaves, right here on WYSO 91.3 FM and WYSO.org.
Around the Fringe, 8 to 10, Fridays on 91.3 WYSO.
As a dog handler in the Marines, Jose Armenta's job was to search for IEDs with his dog. On a mission in Afghanistan, Armenta was injured in an IED explosion. He lost both legs above the knees. The dog was not injured and was reassigned to another handler. On the next Fresh Air, Armenta tells us how he was finally reunited with his dog. Join us.
Tomorrow afternoon at 3 on your public radio station, 91.3 WYSO.
As another day draws to an end, the BBC helps you to reflect on the day's events from around the world and look ahead to the next.
There was carnage, heavy casualties.
That's the saddest thing, I think, about our culture.
What we are facing most is disillusion.
In the world today, the BBC delivers evening news with a global perspective, the international stories and the people and issues in your part of the world. World Today from the BBC.
Overnight, every night on WYSO.
Hey, it's us, Click and Clack from Car Talk. You ready for a little automotive spring cleaning?
Yeah, my car could use it.
Good. I brought 15 flea bombs.
That's a start.
If your car's seen one spring too many, you can donate it to this station. It'll get sold, your station gets the proceeds,
and you get a tax deduction.
Learn more about donating your vehicle to WYSO by calling 769-1379 or visit wyso.org.
StoryCorps, the revolutionary oral history initiative, will be in Dayton from May 22nd until June 18th. The mobile recording booth will be at the historic Wright Brothers Cycle Shop. You can make a reservation to interview someone you love. Those reservations reopen on Friday, May 23rd. Call 800-850-4406 or go to wyso.org.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliet Frumholt, and our guests this evening are the Lab Partners. You can check them out Saturday night at Peaches Grill here in Yellow Springs, or you can take a listen right now here in the WYSO studios. Partners live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Check them out Saturday night at Peaches Grill here in Yellow Springs and get the new album. It's called Seven Seas. Links to all of their info is on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Guys, thank you so much for being here. It was such a pleasure. Lab Partners live on 91.3 WISO. See them Saturday night at Peach's Grill. You're listening to Kaleidoscope on member-supported 91.3 WISO, Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at wyso.org. WISO is a community service of Antioch College for the Miami Valley and beyond. Right now, music from Joseph Arthur. This is from the Lou album, and it's called Pale Blue Eyes.
Sometimes I feel so happy. Sometimes I feel so happy.